Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hedlund. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Hedlund. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rico Petroselli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Griffin moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver catches it and throws to home to double up Griffin, who tagged and tried to score. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petroselli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundborg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petroselli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from May and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schall for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver is hit by the pitch. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rojas scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Royals. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver tags and scores. One out. It's 2 to nothing, Royals. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0 for 1 in the game. Hedlund bunts towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Keough moves to second. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Lundborg strikes out. May drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lundborg out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0-for-1 in the game. Hedlund strikes out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Rojas moves to second. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Hedlund covering, for the out. One out. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. One out. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0 for 2 in the game. Hedlund strikes out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.